How long did you live in Winniston then?
Well, practically all my life.
Born 1940 and...
You got married in 63.
And just moved to Harsra.
Well, you ain't been too far then.
Not far, no.
It's one here then, Jimmy. Have a look at that one. You'll know him, I would have thought. That's Lenny Newson.
Yeah.
And I think he's ploughing down at, well, at Mr. Leach's.
Yes, where he used to work there. He was horseman down there. But this here wouldn't beat me, I don't know. Got a bottle of beer anyway.
Cold tea, I expect, don't you?
Could be, yeah. You drink cold tea, isn't it?
See if you can tell me anything about these ones then. That picture was taken at Church Farm, Winniston.
Look like old Lenny Newson, don't it? Lenny Cannon. I soon forget I do.
Like hell you do. Someone owe you a pound.
You've got a point there.
Oh, you know what I meant to ask you on that one, Jimmy? Is that a sail reaper in the background there?
Yeah, that is, yeah. Sail reaper, yeah.
Oh, boys have got their braces on.
Look like my father, don't it?
Did he work for Church Farm then?
Well, he worked up there, yeah, quite a bit. Looked like him. Ah, Jimmy Napthine, the same as me.
That's a look.
I thought that when I first saw it, but...
I mean, like the First World War, I mean, there's only a few of them left now, isn't there?
Yeah. Very few now.
Very few, you see, yeah, so...
This picture here... And that says Thomas Napthine. Where would he have been thatching that stack, do you reckon?
Well, he was a thatcher. He was my father's brother. And, where would that be? Well, he's a good thatcher. That's what he used. That was his living, really. A marshman, really. He was in the first place. He'd go around killing pigs, too. Yeah, in people's backyards. Yeah. My father used to go and help him.
What, all sort of local, was it, Jimmy? All around Winniston
yeah,
and that?
Yeah, that's right, because I ain't got no means of getting around, Ed, and that...
No.
No, I never knew him have a pushbike, even. I'll tell you where he lived. You know where Leach's farm is down below the... You know, you go down, turn in near the village hall at Winniston? Yes, that's the one he lived in, yeah?
Yeah.
And he lived in this end, and that is where he used to keep his pigs in there.
There's just one there you can have a look at. That's the old Humpback Bridge.
Yeah, old Humpback Bridge, yeah. Yeah. Was that old Bung Parsley?
Yeah. He was a postman in the village, was he?
He was for that time, yeah. He sort of come in later on in years, you know, when they got rid of the regular ones. And he was demobbed and he come out, that's what his next job was.
When he demobbed?
That's right, he come out there and then took it on.
Now you might but tell me who that is. That's a very poor picture, but I don't know who the other lady is.
One of them is Alice, you say.
That's what that says on the back, yes.
Yeah, it's terrible,
but you can see it. Well, yeah, I can see it is, but the colour is badly faded.
This is Miss Haywood. Would that be that Haywood what married Wendy? Could be. Yeah, she married Wendy Earl. He did.
David Haywood.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no chap he was.
Bells at the church.
Well, because I was there then, you see, and I had a little bit to do with that. And they went away. When they'd done that, they left a chain... You know what they pull the bells up with? And poor old Neville got it, Dad. He got that relieved, out. They left it there. You know, a chain, what do they call them?
Hoist.
Well, pulleys, yeah.
Yeah, block and tackle.
Yeah, cool. That was a beautiful thing, you know. Lovely little links and that, yeah. Yeah, I remember them doing that. I do. In fact, I believe I was clerk and sexton there then when they done that, because I was there, clerk and sexton there for a lot of years. But I lived here. Just near the cottages here. Near the, you know, next to what Joe.
Near the school rooms there, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I lived in that second house. And old Blybrough. But then I, you know, my father and mother moved to Winniston. I lived born near that cottage near the school.
In Blybrough?
Yeah.
And how many of you was there in your family?
10 of us. 6 girls and 4 boys. Yeah, Dudley, George, me, and Lionel. But Box, I called him. Yes, 4 boys and 6 girls. 1949. I should remember these. I think that's the girl Burrows, I think, that one. And I believe that's, was that, the, you know, what said here? I believe that's her. Let's see, would she be? She's 68 now, I think. You think it is her?
You can remember that, can you, Jimmy, when they moved the memorial and then they moved at the other side of the road?
That's right, yeah, I can remember that, yeah. Is that an aerial photograph?
Nah, it's took from the church tower, looking down towards the compass.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in the compass public house.
I expect so several times. More than I don't remember. The Walls brothers used to go up there and take photographs. There were two walls up there. I come live of Londoners, and they come when I lived down the Leeches farm, and they were very up on photographs from, you know, different places and that, and they used to manage the Wenderson Football Club.
Were they right tall chaps?
They were, yeah,
fairly tall. I might have seen a picture of one of them then.
Yeah, fairly tall.
So what did? How long did you work in Wenderson then, Jimmy?
Well, I was in Wenderson all my life, really, because I worked on Lord Stradbroke's estate.
At Henham?
Yeah.
Is that where you started when you left school?
No, I started for Freeman, the old man Freeman, at Wenderson Old Hall. I was a cowman there. I used to help cows, you know, I did there, so I left and done. And, well, that'd be, let's see, I'm now...
96?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, you will be on Wednesday, Armistice Day, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's where I first started work at Old Hall. 14 when I left, yeah.
And then where did you go to?
And then I left there. I was there till I went on Henham Estate, and I went woodcutting. You know,
did you?
Yeah, when the gang. We got more money there than ever anyway I used to earn there.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what did you do? Help fell and clear trees in?
Well, I did, yeah. And then I finished up on the farm and on Brook Farm. And I worked on Brook Farm and Moore Farm, you know, up southern.
Yes.
Before I finished up working there.
Little Moore Farm, weren't it, did they call
that?
Yeah,
that's at Moore Farm, yeah. Yeah, that's where I worked. They're all, they belong all Stradbroke then.
Were they tractors when you finished up then, Jimmy?
Oh, yes. Yes, I got tractors at the head. Yeah, I lived in one practically all my life till I came to... Holton, well, I was forced to get into Holton, and then I moved from Holton here. That's where it was. Left Henham Estate and went to work for Desborough. I used to play, you know, more or less horseman, really, but I used to help the milk, you know what I mean? You're doing these little farmers, don't you? Yes. Sort of jack of all trades, really, don't you? But I've chiefly done the horse work. My brother Dudley Hilt. He started work there as a boy, and he was with old Ralph quite a while, until he went with the war rag, and then he's on the war rag. He used to drive the lorry, drive the chaps about from place to place, you know. And where did I go? Well, I can't remember. Jack of all trades, really, point in time, yeah.
Because Mr. Dazzle was quite a fruit grower when you was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, strawberries, chiefly, and currant, black currants and things like that. He never had a lot of arable land, although it had a bit, you know. He only had about two horses, that's all. And then he got a tractor, so he got rid of them in the end. And then he had this tractor, Ferguson. That's right, Ferguson he had. And he got a bigger one, big, you know, had a bigger Ferguson. That's what he finished up with, a Ferguson anyway. And he used to do all the, you know, in between the bushes and that, you know, with that in the end. Because, you know, horses died out, didn't they? Unfortunately. But you do got a good work with horses. I used to love them. Yeah, all right. I know, remember when you first started work, you had to lead the horse on the horse hole, you know. That's when you're turning round, when you're setting the grave for your feet.
Yes.
Yeah. They're lovely animals you used to work with, really. I used to love working with them. I think I got to know you, you know, that's how you did them. Yeah. I went never full-time horse because I was on, like, little farms, you know, where you used to go at 7 o'clock. You know, and then just give them a bait and help milk that, and then go on with the horses. That's how it was then.
Yes.
I mean, the full-time boys start at 5. They used to go and bait their horses, have the breakfast, you know, groom them down, you know, and then away you go. A long old day is for them, aren't they?
Yes, and then they come off in the evenings and feed them again.
That's right, yeah. That they did. Because I remember us, you know, Jimmy and your father, and... Charlie Shreve.
That's it. Yeah, there were several characters in the village in your time.
That's right, yeah. That's right. Old Sam Ellis was horseman at Desborough before I went. Yeah, he died. He's a local. Talk to me in that house near the church. He lived next door to me.
So he'd come and get the horses all up, would he, and fed up, and then go and have his breakfast, then they'd be ready for day's work, would he?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, he never do some milking. He's dedicated to horses all the time.
Yeah, well, Mr. Desborough had the masters, because I remember him running the cows down the road and across the common, didn't he?
That's right. Well, they weren't actually... They used to belong guarded. one you know, the Marsha did, the Jeffrey's relation, grandfather.
Yes.
They belong to him. Whether they actually belong to him, I don't know, but he hired them, and then he let Desborough have them because he went to cattle, you see, so he let Desborough have them.
Did you used to thatch the stacks and do then?
I used to do some thatching, yeah, because that my Uncle Tom would taught me how to do it. Yeah, good at it.
Did he used to thatch most of the year then, Jimmy? Would he be thatching houses most of the
no
year?
No, houses, that's all farm stacks.
Stacks and that he'd do, yeah. Would he?
I never knew him do a house. Right. He could have done, because he's quite capable of doing them. But he used to make a lovely job of thatching the stacks, trim them all up, and he used to do that piece work, you see, and have the money, yeah. Yeah, he used to do all piece work. That's the only way you could earn any money, really. That's like when I went to Henham. I mean, I went in them woods, that gang. Well, that was all piecework, you know. That was wonderful to be in that and earn some money. Then you go on the farms. Yeah.
And where would the timber have gone in? To Sotley? Or?
Well, they used to go around selling the faggots with a horse, you know, on a dry. They used to get a load of faggots.
What, sort of go to Weniston and Hylesworth, would they?
All around the areas, yeah. Because everybody had a fire then, didn't they? They had all firewood. I used to so many faggots. I forget it was now. Well, that was, I can't remember how many faggots I went to a load, but about a dozen, 15, I expect.
Then they'd go around with firewood as well, would they? Cut all the smaller wood out?
Well, they used to go to the timber yard. What they used to, how they got rid of that, I don't know. But all the trunks of the trees and all that sort of thing, you know, all went to the timber yard.
And then all that timber was sliced and used local,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, used with the saw, cut them up with the saws, you know, make planks and that, you know.
And then would they replant a lot of trees?
They must have done that, because, I mean, they're all, the places are all growing up again, aren't they? Yeah, good old times.
What did you used to do for entertainment then, Jimmy?
Well, he used to belong to the bowls club. He had a bowls club in Weniston then, a lot of years ago.
Was that the one day of the phone box you were on about?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's where my boy started there. He was about 5 or 6 years old. He used to get on the side of the green bowl of woods up on his own and become a county player in the end. Yeah, he done well. Yeah.
What, did you have a boy and a girl then?
Got one boy and 3 girls, yeah.
And are they all local?
Well, one live at Hildreth, one at Kirby Kane, one at Beckles.
Well,
they're all practically local anyway, because Cathy, my second daughter, they went to Spain for several years, but they got fed up, that's all they lived now at Beckles. They come back again, I'm glad they did. So, and two. Oh, the other one live at that's the other side of Beckles, North Cove. They're all pretty close. Come very handy to me now, I tell you.
He's retired, isn't he?
Yes, he's 80. I got another brother live at Kesselin. He's a year younger than me. All the family lived, my father and mother, they both lived a good old age. So I suppose that run in the families, I suppose, I don't know. But you know, when we were younger, we were brought up hard, but we must have had the right food, you know. Yeah. But really, we were brought up on rabbits. Rabbit pies, that was our chief meal.
And an odd nighttime pheasant when it fell out the tree, did you?
Yeah, so one or two of them, or run them in the old wire net and I could.
Did you have a catapult then, Jimmy?
No, I weren't never no good at a catapult. No, I never dare. I just want to hit the thumb more times than I hit them. But there was my brother-in-law, Bertie Earl, who you were talking about a little while ago, his daughter, Wendy, married at, what's his name, Bristol? Her father, Bertie Earl, do you know what? He was a master. I'd never seen anything like it. He'd be walking along, you know, and nobody, if you were with him, you wouldn't notice he'd have that in his hand they get. And all at once, you know, and he'd got a rap on the seat. He was as deadly, absolutely deadly he was. But when he used to walk about, he's always looking for the right stones, and he'd put them up and put in his pocket. They got to be exactly right there. Yeah. They had, yeah, and the right size. And he's always looking for them. And they go in his pocket. He was deadly.
He'd bring a few things home then.
He would, yeah. Boy, I never any good at that. I just played football, yeah, for Winston, yeah.
Who was in your team when you started?
Oh my God, anybody. I was glad of you. Get a team up, anybody play, you know. It ain't like it is now. I mean, well, can you play Saturday? Yes, all right. You know, that's how that was. I used to get who they could. Yeah, you used to make a game anyhow, really. Whoever you knew.
And where did you meet your wife then, Jimmy?
Well, I've been married twice, and my first wife lived at Southerton. Her name was Southcott, and she died unfortunately when she was 60. And then I married again. Her name was Standard, but she now died the 1st of June, just back, you know, recently. So I come here for her sake more than anything, and then because she died, which is a good thing, because I'm just the same now. I can't get around now, so it worked out right. Yeah, and they're ever so good to me. And they come over here and see me, you know, and, oh, yeah, very good. If I want anybody to slip down, which I have done, in the middle of the night and can get up.
Can you remember much about the war then, Jimmy?
Well, yes, I didn't go in the war because I was exempt, you see, being on the land. But I can remember quite a bit about it, oh, yes.
You see the planes taking off up Halton, could you?
Yeah, you could hear them. I used to make a rum row, and I used to, the old bombers getting ready to go out. Cool.
Which was the worst, them to come and going away, or waiting for them to come home and seeing them not with the flares all out?
You see, you're more concerned when they come home, well, they, you know, got to make it, because I'm not up and that, and I sort of bad landed and things like that. You never knew, but going out, you were quite, you know, you felt safer because they all made off. But coming home, you didn't know whether they would have been damaged or whatever. That's a risk. Something you had to put up with, I suppose.
Did you get to meet many of the Yanks? What were
they? Oh, yes.
You never went up the airfield and had a look about when they were working?
No, not when I was working. No, I wouldn't have been up just after. The latter part of it, you'd have a look. Yeah, see, we look through the old planes. Yeah. Well, that's amazing how they found all the level sites in it.
Yes.
Because I mean, it's ideal up there at Halton, wasn't it?
Well, I just had these old earths, pushed level what they could, couldn't they?
Out there was Falston, why, there's another one there, what's the name of it?
Metfield and Pullum.
There's another one, you've got big old fields, all level, aren't they?
Yeah.
Flat. Well, they'd got to have them, hadn't they, at the head.
What characters can you remember in the village then, Jimmy?
Well, quite a lot, really, can't I? Yeah.
Remember who one or two of the old poachers were, can you?
Yeah, old George, I knew Tony's father, Pongo, I used to call him. He was a horseman, yeah.
Fonzo Chapman, did you know?
Yes, I knew him, yeah. And his brother, I can't think of that. Anyway, I could knew quite a lot. Chummy friend. Well, when you sort of think I'll come to you, but...
That's right.
But I did know quite a lot in Winniston, really.
Did you have many good days in the old village hut then?
Oh, yes, we had some good dudes in there. We had a snooker table in there when I was a youngster. I don't know what happened to that. Well, I saw that war out like everything else.
Did you ever have a motorbike in your time, Andrew?
I had one, and that was enough. Yeah, I didn't want no more. Little old Enfield. Yeah.
But you ain't got it now.
Ah, that'd be worth some money, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did have a motorbike. And my boy was the same. I got him a motorbike. And he went to Harold on the Saturday night to go how they used to in the days. And the Sunday morning, I went out, I said, oh boy, where's the bike? He said, I sold it. I said, how much did you get for it? He said, £5. £5, I said. Give it away. He didn't like it, you see. Huh? No, I didn't either. I said, when I can afford four wheels, I'll have it. And that's what I done. I got a car.
When did you learn to drive then, Jimmy?
Well, you see, I didn't have to have a license, a test gun day. It's 1939. So, you see, you could drive anything some days. You sit beside somebody, watch how they done it, and then you go. Yeah, that's how it was then. And then, because you see, my trouble, well, I went so long before I applied for another license, so I lost it. So I had to go for a test. Luckily, I passed the first time. I had to have another test when I got another car.
Where would you have took that test then, Jimmy?
Lowestoft.
Oh, you did go to Lowestoft.
Yeah. And same as a tractor. You have a test for a tractor, didn't you? Well, a car was them. I mean, it's a lot harder now to pass a car test, isn't it? The gentleman was waiting for you to come back because he wanted to know whether you know any of these girls that are on here. I got a feeling as well as them you.
She's now coming. Winniston School Choir,
oh,
mate.
Oh, yeah, she was in the choir. 1949. You were born 1940, you were 9.
Yeah,
I remember, I respect some of that.
She's Mama Bun Parsley, don't you?
Yes.
Well, as his daughter now, what was her name? Hang you on. Well, that's who I thought it was, but perhaps that isn't.
Well, that says on the
back. That one is Glenys Bartle. That's Joan Spencer.
my auntie.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about them too. I think that's Pamela Cullingford, Patsy Clark, and I'm almost sure that's who that is. She's a Parsley, but I can't think what her name. She lived at Saxmundham, didn't she?
Yeah.
Bung Parsley, and that used to live down the farm, the cottages down Leach's Way. Her mum and dad used to keep the Star. But
Cain, was it?
I honestly can't. They used to keep the Star, yes, the parents did. That's Gwenny Hunt and Gwenny Burrows, she was.
Starring girl in this.
Patsy Clark was the next one. And that's, I just said who that was, didn't I? Pamela Cullingford. Remember Ruby Cullingford? They used to live in the council houses up down Melsworth. I know that girl's face. She's a bird, isn't she? From
Weniston?
From Weniston. You know, around
was
your
that
way.
The,
No, which Chris one was
Bird.
That?
Chris Bird.
Mickey Bird's sister.
Yeah.
Margaret Bird. I think she was Margaret. I obviously weren't in the church choir, in the school choir.
Well, they're a little bit older
than
you.
Yeah, only nine.
No, these ones are the same age as me. Ain't Felicity Ashton, is that?
She could be.
Is that Jennifer Young's, that one?
Yeah, I bet it's.
Jennifer was the same age as me.
Yeah, it looked like that.
I think
that's
Jennifer Young. What if I'm wrong? Somebody will pick it up.
That's who put that right, isn't
there? I know they're mother faces, but we can't put it.
How was your swim then?
I don't know, Jimmy.
I think that's as far as I can go. What was that
and then
family's?
We, and then we got.
I know any of them. Who was the family that they lived in Six Trees? Was it Wayne? Jennifer Wayne? We always used to laugh because her dad always, when she was naughty, she always used to say, "I'll smack your knees." Can you remember that?
No.